Have you been to the dentist? Obviously not lately, but when was the last time you saw the dentist? And do you have some dental questions? 312-981-7200 to fill us in on what's going on. Can you make an appointment with your dentist? Can you see your dentist? We have a dentist joining us, Dr. AJ Acerno. How are you, Doc?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you holding up? So are you seeing patients, not seeing patients? What's going on?
We're seeing emergencies, and we're seeing a lot of them. I'll tell you, in the beginning there, it was kind of, a day a week of just like 3 hours a week, really. And now it's been picking up quite a bit. And, that's been the concern for us when we first got our stay-at-home orders and only see emergencies was not really what was going to occur in the first 2 weeks, what was going to occur in the next 6 or 8 weeks, which is starting to ramp up and some dental problems are arising.
So, Dr. Acerno, can you tell us a little bit about your practice? I know that you're the CEO of Decision One Dental Partners.
Yeah, we have small community dental practices. We partner up with docs, and we have 31 practices around the Chicagoland area. And, these are doctors that have been in the community for a long time. We're helping with the business aspect and kind of behind the scenes with them. And I'll tell you what, during moments like this, we're all glad to have partners to help us through this and to get us by.
I know that your concern is for the patients first, but just talking about the business side, it seems that, in terms of dental spending and most dental practices, I'm sure patient volume has been so low because you're only seeing emergencies. What has this been doing in terms of revenue and being able to keep dentist's office open?
Yeah, so we've gone to about 15% of total revenue of what normal through us. So unfortunately, we've had a furlough between 85% and 90% of our entire workforce.
Wow.
It's been tough. It's been really tough. But I will say this. Even though it's tough, even though that it's been really difficult that way, one, the culture of our company and the culture of our offices, that's what gets you through this, right? If you built that, I always say, like, it's depositing into a bank. If you deposited into the bank great culture, when times like this where you got to now take out of the bank, if you got enough in there, you could take it out and your team members are going to be okay, And it's great communication. Every morning at 8 a.m., we get on a Zoom call with every single team member in the company, and I'm happy to answer any question anybody wants. We want to make sure we're giving good advice. We're bringing on guest speakers every morning to try to get talk to people, communicate, just keep the lines open because we're going to go back to work. We're going to get out of this, and we're going to move forward. I just heard a stat, probably one of the saddest stats, but 1 in 4 dental practices might not come back in the United States. And then you're talking about 1 out of 5 dentists are definitely not coming back because they're either in an age category that they don't want the risk. It's tough. It's going to be tough. And, healthcare and dentistry are hand in hand, and it's so important that we get through this and become better coming out of it.
Well, it's just something that you wouldn't think of, think of right off the bat when everything happened, and you think, wow, most dental offices are small businesses.
Yeah, there is no question. We are small businesses. I mean, we are, we're combined as a group, but all our docs and everybody on their own little business end, it is important. I mean, it is, I go to bed every night knowing that we have 350 plus team members with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when something like this goes on, I tell you, there's been a lot of sleepless nights, because amazing how just 350 people and the effects that has once a check stops coming to their home, once they have to go on an unemployment. It's tough. It's really tough.
The ripple effects from that and all the families that they're supporting. So, yes, absolutely. In terms of what patients should be thinking about, what should we be not forgetting to do right now?
Yeah, so this is probably the most important time. I mean, because, hygiene visits are getting pushed out and all those. So here's a couple of things. One, you want to make sure, everybody, when you say, hey, make sure you're brushing 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes, right? I'll kind of go 1 minute and 10 seconds or 1 minute, and I should be in good shape. Really spending the time, if you can afford it, get a rotary or electric toothbrush. That is a paradigm shift Water flossers are helpful, making sure you're using fluoride toothpaste. All the necessary things that you kind of might shortcut a little bit. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're at home. You got some time. Make sure you spend the time with it.
So I can't at my next cleaning tell you that I've been too busy to floss or I'm too tired to floss.
That one's not going to work at the next cleaning.
Okay. All right. So all of those things, that really does make a difference if you're doing it day by day.
Oh, for sure. It makes a huge difference. Electric toothbrush, I'm telling you, that is the paradigm shift. Make sure that if you don't have one, spend the dollars. That will help a ton.
Okay. Wow. I did not know that. So you really do, they're not just saying that in the commercials. Dentists really do recommend them.
No, it is. I'm telling you, there's been a lot of great technology and a lot of great innovation, but that tops. For me, since I've been doing this since 2001, and that tops for me right there.
So what are these emergencies that you're seeing right now? I'm guessing most people know when they need to go and see a dentist, but you know, what if you're kind of on the fence of like, is this an emergency? Do I need to go in and see you? Should we call?
That's actually the kind of the fallacy. A lot of people don't know they need to go to the dentist.
Oh,
so
okay.
Back in the day when fluoride wasn't as big as it is now, back in the day when you felt something sweet or cold, you'd be like, oh, I must have a cavity, and then you did. Mm-hmm. The problem is with all the desensitizers and the fluoride that we use, when people are in pain with their teeth, it's usually too late. And when I say usually, 95% of the time it's too late. When I say too late, meaning you need to get your tooth taken out, or you need a root canal, or you need something huge. And that's what we've been concerned about as dentists during this COVID crisis, because every day we find a couple of patients with x-rays and doing all the necessary checkups that you're like, Mrs. Jones, you have a huge cavity, and she never even knew it. And if Mrs. Jones didn't come in, 6 weeks later, she would have been into a root canal. So those are the things that worry us, because we're not seeing the routine visits. And now we're starting to see people come in that's like, I don't know what happened. 2 weeks ago, I was fine. Now, all of a sudden, I'm in pain. And so that's where, you know, that's where we're seeing a lot of the emergencies every day.
But Dr. Acerno, what can you do? Because we can't, if we don't feel it and don't know it to call you. You're not essential. It's not considered an emergency. What do we do?
So if you are feeling any sort of sensitivity or any type, you know, everybody has a dip. The one thing, we are essential business. Dentistry is essential, right? Mm-hmm. That's why we're seeing emergency. The aspect is that people are afraid, well, do I go in or should I not go in? First and foremost, every single dental practice we have, curbside check-in. We're making sure only one person is in the office all the time. We're going ahead and scrubbing down the office. We're doing 30-minute scrub downs in any area that the public are in. So there are processes that have been put in place to make it very safe. That's number one. Number two is that if you feel any type of sensitivity, everybody's pain tolerance is different, right? You have those that come in and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm in so much pain. And they come in and there's like this little dot on their tooth and they're like, that hurts. And then you have some people that come in and say, oh my gosh, I don't really have a lot of pain. It's just a little sensitive. And you look, oh man, you need to take your tooth out. So everybody's pain tolerance is different. So my best recommendation is that if you feel something and it stays there and it's not going away, don't wait.
Got it. Doc, hold on for me for just a moment. We're going to do this and then we're going to get all your information and where people can find you. Dentist AJ Acerno of Decision One Dental Partners is with us. And bottom line is, you are an essential business. If you suspect something, if you have some sensitivity, something that maybe isn't up to a very high pain level, you still should give your dentist a call.
Absolutely. 100%.
Got it. Okay. And where can people find you? Are you guys taking new patients? I'm sure you are. You have so many clinics.
We are taking a ton of new patients. And like I said, the last couple of weeks has been crazy. But Chicagoland Dentist near me. Okay. Chicagoland Dentist near me. That's the easiest one to find any of our 31 locations. Chicagoland Dentist near me. And then, of course, I'm Alan J. Acerno on Facebook. My practice is in Schaumburg. More than happy to take any questions anybody ever wants or needs. We're there for them.
Got it. And Acierno is spelled A-C-I-E-R-N-O. And you say, number one thing, get an electric toothpaste, make sure you're flossing. And then also, electric toothbrush, make sure you're flossing. And then also don't hesitate to call your dentist and ask a question.
Do not hesitate at all.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Doc. Really appreciate it. And you stay safe and well, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.